Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Oh, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, no question about it. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. I guess you are. I'm the drummer. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice the pro-murderers, the choicers, as they wish to call themselves, wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. Yes, we are the Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. Friends, that is literal. That is not a joke. This is all true. Do a Google search on my name anytime and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Folks, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present, and there's no way out of it. Light exposing darkness. Darkness does not sit down and roll over and say, oh, that's okay that you're exposing us for who we really are. See, but that's the purpose of the church, is to be the light of the world, to expose the darkness, and to reprove the darkness by the light. Correct? Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and check us out on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Check out some of the downloads. Just uploaded a little girl talking about the Sons of Liberty, the comic book and the such. Pictures of Bradley Dean, that would be me, hey, with Sam Sorbos and Kevin Sorbos. Had dinner with him the other night. You guys know him as Hercules. Check that out. That should be posted on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook right now. Folks, you can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1, double E on my Twitter account. And or go to Facebook again and check out Bradley Dean, two different websites. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to be a part of this show today, that phone number is 1-877-807-9977. Again, that phone number is 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And all over this country right now, a lot of brains are getting out of other people's head because people are waking up on a mass scale. We were just down in a city in the beginning of the week here. We talked about in Rockingham, North Carolina.
I like the name.
Little, it is. It's a cool
Rockingham.
Name.
Yeah, cool little stadium, too.
That's right. Yeah. You go past that raceway, and you start to see some rocking. And we need to rock that stadium.
Yes.
Listen, folks, there is opportunities all over the country if people just tap into them. As a matter of fact, one of the people that we had met with down there said this comment: it has been a pleasure meeting with some fellow brothers in Christ. It has been both exciting and eye-opening at the same time. It is not great to have because greater wait a minute sorry is it not great to have a greater cause than
you
ourselves
need
to aim
coffee
at?
Here you go.
No dice.
No coffee. All right.
Coffee's bad.
Coffee, yeah.
Ourselves to aim at a goal that is promised we can achieve through great and wonderful God we serve. You don't know the fire that you boys have set ablaze in Rockingham. In my heartfelt thank you to Jake and Massey for opening my eyes to how the war must be fought. Your brother in Christ, Holly. I'll give you an example of this. This particular gentleman, he's down there in Rockingham. It's kind of a impoverished area. All the manufacturing has moved out. They used to be booming, prospering, but the manufacturing just pulled out and they went overseas now.
Yep.
And so you got these dilapidated buildings all over the place.
Yeah. Tax breaks, incentives.
And then you've got these guys, like Holly, who are working a business down there. And he brought us out to lunch, and we talked a little bit about ministry and stuff like that. And we're just working with the guy. And then he drove us to another area. He picked up a grill. This was just being who we are with people, being friends with
are
them.
Are you talking about, like, on his teeth?
No, no.
Oh, okay. I want to make sure. It's like,
different
holidays. You know, you
know,
when you see those black folks, they got, you know, gold across the front of their teeth or
the
silver.
Grill.
They call those grills.
It's a grill, okay. Baby. I've seen a couple
grills.
Well,
you got that Rockingham, so I figured it may be a silver grill or a gold grill.
There was some serious grills out there. And I learned what a Biscuitville is, but I don't want to get off topic quite yet. Holly then took us from there and took us to his place of business, and we sat down because we had work to do. Instantaneously, we whip out of our briefcases, our laptops, our Wi-Fi cards, and our phones, and we just went to town. And he sat and witnessed us the whole day. What is a day in the life of the Sons of Liberty? After that happened, he had to drop us off at the church so we could get ready for the presentation that night, helped us with the sound, just watched that whole thing transpire, and then later brought us to that church, brought some folks to the church, and he saw the impact upon the people. So it was a day where somebody got to absorb, and we had this comment multiple times, and the reason that I bring this up, folks, is just to let you know, if you're being salt and light out there, people are watching what you're doing. I said, thank you so much for coming down. This wasn't for just our community. This was for me directly. And that's how it is when you're bringing that light of Christ to people. Now, oftentimes you get caught up in the mundane. Another guy said, do you guys ever, you know, slow down a little bit? Because sometimes it's okay to, you know, slow down and do these things. And it's like, listen, when we're on the road, we got a job to do. I was meeting with business owners, and this is all stuff where your eyes get open to. Business owners who work very hard, and I admire a lot of these guys, the time and the effort that they put into it. When they were shutting out the lights, we were still going because of course, the particular time that we're in right now, folks. Yeah. We're in a desperate time, and it requires desperate measures. And when folks like Holly start to respond like this, it's happening all over the country, going to my point at the very beginning. People's brains are coming outside of other people's head, realizing the importance of having to wake up and take this to the next level.
There's a difference. People are beginning to see leadership, and real leadership is what's under attack in this country. And we see it through the state-run media 24/7. Sure. Anybody that stands up and takes the lead, they're going to be under attack. But in the process, you're also going to wake other people up. And the Bible says that we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. And when you're setting fires, they don't understand that. And when you look at the second part of the things that you were talking about, the Bible says that we press into the kingdom of God. I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And it's interesting, Paul said, let us therefore as many be perfect, be thus minded, and if anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. And that's normal Christianity, and people don't realize that. Watchman Nee was right when he said, when most people get hot in their Christianity, people look around like that Christian that is where he's supposed to be as a flame of fire. They begin to think something's wrong rather than everything is right.
Because I've never seen this before.
That's exactly right.
This is going
an example.
Step further.
Yes, there's life.
Matter of fact, we just got this. We took a 10-year-old, like Bradley said. We put a video up there. We had a chance to meet another family. And actually, this family has been on a radio program before, right on Raleigh, and just talked about the enormous transformation. And when I say that, it's not sensationalism. There was a huge transformation in their life once they started listening to the Sons of Liberty.
Amen.
And Wendy was on the show to talk about it. You may remember her. But this particular person commented and say, you may not think of herself as a hero, but she is certainly being hailed as one in a life's this little girl. She read the comic book, and now she's bringing that comic book to not only her friends and her family, but she gets on the camera and talks about it, and it went throughout the country, folks. You should see how many people actually watched that video. So this is important that we not only be salt and light in our own communities, but see how the fire spreads, because I want to encourage you, it spreads, folks, it spreads.
Cool. Well, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We'll come back with some more comments, offline, text, Facebook, and the such. If you'd like to call in, you can. Phone lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Be right back. This is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-233. 1-800-273-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Friends, this is Alex Jones from MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, we were just talking about the Dave Mustaines, who are now the guitar player from Megadeth, confessing that they're Christians now, and I hope that they are. And Dan Spitz, the guitar player from Anarch, Anthrax, he's professing that he's a Christian now. And we know Alice Cooper had said that he had got saved. And it's interesting when you study out how Alice Cooper said that he was saved, just food for thought, he said that he was afraid of hell. And I just want to bring into perspective the proper order. Folks, we should be repenting before God because we fear God through a diabolical fear until we're in a healthy state. And then we receive a filial fear. And that spirit, that Holy Spirit, transforms us from a diabolical fear used only to schoolmaster us unto Christ. And the only reason, by the way, that we'd be confessing our sins before a just and a holy God in the first place is the same thing that John the Baptist was doing when he was baptizing men in the River Jordan. Why? Because they were confessing their sins before a just and a holy God. Therefore, he was preaching the law, giving them a knowledge of their sin, Romans 3:20. And so we go back over to Alice Cooper, and he's afraid of hell. Well, that's not scriptural, friends. You need to weigh these out. And this is why people, you know, when they talk about hellfire preaching, that's unscriptural stuff. Yes, Jesus warned of hell over 54 times from the Genesis all the way to the book of Revelations. More than anybody did. But that was the consequence of sin unrepented of. And see, what we have in America, we have people afraid of hell. Folks, let me say it this way. I'm not afraid of going to hell. I deserve hell. I fear God in the sense that I don't want to offend God. Why don't I want to offend God? Because I'm so thankful for what His Son Jesus Christ did for me on the cross. It's gratitude, not fear. And that fear that I was talking about earlier, that diabolical that drives us to the foot of the cross and can do no more, you got to keep in mind the Holy Spirit comes about to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Most people don't understand that. When the Holy Ghost comes into America, they think it's the devil. And that's exactly what the Pharisees said of the Holy Spirit in the times of Jesus. They called it Beelzebub.
Healing people.
That's exactly right. And what was Jesus saying? Hey, listen, you can say whatever you want about the Son of Man, but you better not say it towards the Holy Spirit. And so we have a backwards gospel going on. And so I'm not saying that with Mustaine. I'm not saying that with Dan Spitz. Jake was just talking to me during the break, friends, that Brian Head Welsh now returned to Korn. And I told Jake, I said, of course. I said, because of the prophetic people that we know that were around this guy, they're not going to tell him of his sin before a just and a holy God because they themselves don't understand it. And we need to keep in mind, friends, when we're talking about Scripture, there are going to be many in that day that are going to say, hey, Lord, we're going to heaven. He's going to look at you and say, whoa, slow down. Bah. He's going to look at you and he's going to say, well, wait a second. Do you know what lawlessness means? How did you come to me in the first place? What drove you to the cross of Jesus Christ? Well, nothing, sir. I was just told that God loves me and has a wonderful plan for my life, and we don't want to go to hell, sir. And Jesus is going to look back at him and say, can you show me that in Scripture, please? Did you do your due diligence? Did you search the Scriptures? Did you study and show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth? Or did you just go off it from the pastor's word or the prophet's word? Because they failed to tell you that your sin is before a just and a holy God. And when you understand that proper perspective, you can begin to discern where other men won't or can't because they don't understand. And so now we're talking about an Alice Cooper who's afraid to go to hell. And by the way, what is the fruit of an Alice Cooper? I'd love to get him on the radio show. Don't want to knock him down. But the bottom line is he's still doing the same thing on stage before he professed Christianity. Where's the transformation?
Yeah, the thing is his name isn't Alice Cooper. The band Alice Cooper started because apparently this is what has been said and quoted of him, is that there's a spirit that was channeled named Alice Cooper. I believe he's a 16th century witch, so that's what the band is named after.
A lot of these musicians say such things as that, yeah.
And that's part of the thing, too. You had brought up, you know, prophetic people may engage a guy like a Brian Welch or something like that, but they gloss over the fact of his sin. But I think it's because of this that they don't understand how strong the pull of the world is. They think, oh, you're now on Jesus' side. That's great, right?
Yeah.
Not knowing the pull, not knowing the dangers of sin, not even understanding. They're oblivious to what a guy like Brian Welch went through.
Yeah.
So when Brian Welch comes in and he sees the cheesiness, and I saw a lot of it in the church,
too. And they kiss up to him. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, then you start to think, okay. Because when I saw the interview, I saw him sitting next to, they got crazy
names, right.
Like Monkey or something like that. This guy was no, you could just tell him sitting in that seat talking about how he reunited with Korn. He was like in a place of oblivion in between two areas. He didn't know how he got there. He doesn't know how to be there. He is extremely uncomfortable. And this dude is just straight lost.
Yep.
He's looking for a foundation just like he was when he quit the band at first. And he knew that was the right thing to do. And now he spins out due to what you're talking about here.
Well, and my point was this. Jesus said, listen, there's many that are going to prophesy. And that what they're going to do is they're going to walk up to Jesus on Judgment Day, if they make it there. And they're going to say, Lord, did we not prophesy in thy name?
Mm-hmm.
Did we not heal many in your name? And he's going to look at them and say, depart from you, workers of lawlessness. Yep. You did not understand the proper way, which is straight and narrow, to the cross.
Well, he did contrary. I mean, when I hear that context, that scripture, you got prophetic people. The Bible is full of false prophets.
All over the place.
They see it.
Matthew 7 is perfect and fine, too.
That's right.
Yes.
But what do they apply their gifts to? And when people heal, there's no doubt. There is probably people that didn't make it to heaven that laid hands. Well, there is. The scripture says it. That laid hands on people. But what did they use it for?
That's right.
I mean, we heard the story the other day about, I can't remember the name of the guy. It was a big TV preacher. People get healed, blah, blah, blah. And he came out to the monument place, and he's like, yeah, this is a really nice monument. I like it. And one of our friends that was out there in Rockingham. And they said, well, you know, this is how much it is. And he said, well, I'd like you to gift it to my ministry. So rather than Christ, he says, freely receive, freely give. Was a baker or something? I don't know.
Yeah, Jim and Tammy Faye Baker.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is what came up. And now, obviously, Jim Baker has since repented of his unrighteousness.
He went back and exposed the whole movement.
Amen.
Yes.
That's how you know.
That's right.
When you go right back and you say, you know what? Not only was I wrong, but that's wrong, and here it is.
That's
I'm exposing
it.
You brought up Alice Cooper, too, fearing he came to Christ because he feared hell. Now, in the very beginning of Christianity, most people, and in the Catholic Church utilized this back in the 1600s, most people, fear just works, okay? You can get somebody, as long as they're scared, you can get them to do whatever you want to do. Our politicians know that, understand. Religious people know that, too. Hey, if you're scared of hell, then you'll put money into the church. Why? Because we can guarantee you if you do something like that.
Yep. But also keep in mind that the peasants didn't have a knowledge of the word because the priest wouldn't let them read the word.
That's for sure.
Now, in America today, there's no excuse because they have the word to read. You know what my little boy does?
Right.
Every hotel we go to, he'll pull out the Bible and he'll look at me and say, Dad, look, no one read it.
Yep.
I'll say no.
I know.
And what's interesting is you get this mentality that everybody's just going to heaven. And it's like, are you kidding me? And especially when Jesus said straight and narrow and difficult is the way. And I'm not saying people don't have difficulties, but is it the wrath of God that abides upon the children of disobedience because they didn't come to Christ in the first place? Or is it a righteous affliction, a righteous trial, a righteous tribulation? Are they being accused, just like you said with Jim Baker?
Yeah.
That was genuine. Why? Because there was real repentance there. Because once he was saved, what did he do?
Yeah.
He went
revenged
back.
Revenged all disobedience.
Thank
like
you.
The Bible says.
That's exactly
That's right.
where it's going.
And if you're afraid of hell, here's the problem with that. If you came to Christ because you're afraid of hell, there is not salvation wrought in your heart because you don't love Christ. And this was Luther's paradigm that he was in. He couldn't love Christ because he was so terrified of hell.
Mm-hmm.
He actually condemned Christ because why would Christ send him to hell? So you see, you actually don't love Christ.
Okay, but when you do love Christ, there is the mediator mm-hmm. and the ambassador bridging the gap as the mediator between us and God because now Christ liveth in us.
Right. But
why? Because we've been crucified with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And without that fear, you would never have a need of Christ. So the law does bring fear. It brings terror because I can't. It's just like in Pilgrim's Progress when he went to seek out the law. He went to the mountain. It was on fire. You couldn't touch it. You couldn't get peace. You couldn't get rest. That brought him and put the right fear of God in him to go on that straight and narrow to receive the cross.
That's
right there.
Yep.
And of course, once you see the cross and you realize what he saved you from, no different than in America when we exalt the price of our veterans or we exalt the price that Christ gave to us. He shed his grace on us. God did. Then we'll walk out in a different conduct.
Yeah.
There's also a Bible verse that says, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. I've heard
Second
it said both ways. One of the ways is, well, you know, it's going to be a terror for these people if I don't reach them, therefore I must persuade them.
That's not it.
But it's not it.
Constrained by the love of Christ.
I know the terror of the Lord. If I don't take my gift and I go engage it, that's terrifying to me.
If a house is on fire, I walk by it, there's people that are in the house that's on fire, and I just walk by it, what motivates me to go break into that house and get them people out?
Yeah.
The love that I have for my brother.
Yep.
Secondary to the love that I have to God.
Anyway,
by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. I can only exemplify real love by the Holy Ghost and that love that's been shed abroad in my hearts by him in my action towards my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really love. Greater love is no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. When you look at a natural man coming back from war as a veteran and he's killed for his service to America's freedoms, we can see his love for his country and mankind.
Demonstrated.
Yes.
There was something at the church that we were at, and there was a woman there. She had her baby. And this is just something that the Lord's been working through me for the past week. That child doesn't understand when mom says, I love you, to her child. The child just knows mom loves her. Why? Because mom feeds her. Mom comforts her. Mom changes the diaper. And it was a perfect analogy. We don't know love by their words. We know love by what we do, our demonstration.
What we need to do is we need to try to get Brian on the radio show and see if we can get this guy back. And I'm talking about into the purpose and giving him understanding of Scripture. And, folks, we're going to take a quick break. We'll talk about this right when we get back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy healthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
You are now considered a terrorist. It doesn't matter if you have served your country dutifully. The federal government, the IRS, and the NSA are targeting Americans just like you. Because of your beliefs and because of big government's corrupt policies, you are a threat and fall into the same category as a terrorist. Now they are monitoring everything you do online. You are at risk unless you know how to disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to protect yourself. That's privacyradio.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. 1-877-807-9977 if you'd like to weigh in at any time. Just talking about rockers. Got off on this little rabbit trail and I want to stay here. But we were just talking about rockers that are professed Christians. And the Bible says that we're supposed to judge a man by his fruit, not his profession. Because you'll see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree as to what they say. Remember, Jesus said, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. And when we're talking about Alice Cooper here, Cooper is somewhat reluctant to take on the mantle of celebrity born-again Christian, telling Hard Music Magazine, being a Christian is something you just possess in. No, actually, you're possessed of. You learn, you go to your Bible studies, you pray, it's really easy to focus. He said, I'm a rock singer, I consider myself low on the totem pole of knowledgeable Christians, yet Jesus said that we're supposed to know the doctrine because he's the author and the finisher of our faith. You know, it's interesting because we deal with this when I've been in ministry for 17 years now, and it's interesting how people have such a hard time loving on Christ. But do you remember when you were in high school and you met the girl, your first love, or guy, your first love? You didn't have any issues going after everything about that individual that you said you loved. You wanted to know everything about her or him. Nobody had to tell you to do it. You just went after him because your heart was after it. You wanted to know the number of the hairs on her head. I always sought out imperfections. It's like, man, no, she's the one, and I'd know everything about her. And then one day she would do something. I was like, ugh. But anyways, that's next. Not my point. That's right. But he said, so don't look for answers from me, said Alice Cooper. He's a Christian, and he's saying, don't look for answers from me. Cooper continues to tour playing hits from his heyday in the 1970s and 80s. Folks, where's the transformation? Where's the change? I'm asking. I don't. Is this just my Bible that tells me this? Pretty weird.
It seems like whenever these.
I thought all things old have passed away. All things have become new. I thought we were created in the image and likeness of Jesus Christ. I thought the Bible says that we're not to be transformed. We're not to be conformed to the world, but we're to be transformed by the word of God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
it seems to me that a lot of times when these celebrities even profess an inkling of Christianity or what have you, they're not coming out saying, hey, you know what, I'm here, I've arrived, blah, blah, blah. But it seems like then the Christian church likes to embrace them and say, hey, they're on our team now. They're on our club because they said a prayer. And I think that's due in part to those that want to tag their sleeve to them, because why? You know, why would some... Yeah.
No.
Going back to that church.
No, we're talking about Cooper. No, this is great stuff. Here, let's go to Cooper for a minute. He said, for those who criticize that decision to continue on playing hits from his heyday, heads off of... individuals on stage doing the same things that he did before he supposedly got saved. He said, for those who criticize that decision, Cooper noted, he said, I'm a new creature. Yeah, that's what he said. He said, I'm a new creature now. He said, don't judge Alish by what he used to be. Praise God for what I am now. Well, we're looking for the change. Mm-hmm. Where's the undefiled seed? Where's the Holy Spirit? To regenerate and renew. Create in me, O God, a new heart and renew that right spirit within me. Well, guess what? When we're saved by the Holy Ghost, guess what we begin to hate? Everything we used to love.
Right.
So this is difficult stuff. I don't want to cap on Alice. We might try to get him on the radio show. What about Dave Mustaine? His favorite book just happens to be John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress.
Along with Spurgeon.
Well, even if you look at all of Megadeth's stuff, you can see the whole string of everything through his message. By the way, I'm endorsed by his old drummer, which is really bizarre.
And his Soul Tone, there's the plug.
Yeah. So maybe we'll get another cymbal.
That's right. Maybe.
But what's interesting about that, you can see the prophetic gifting in Dave Mustaine through all of his music. Holy Wars.
There's the gift.
Oh, it's all over the place. So hopefully we'll see some transformation there. John Davis, I don't know who John Davis is. Probably one of those.
Jonathan Davis from Korn? I don't know.
Super Drag. That was the name of the band. Super Drag?
Sorry, I haven't heard of that.
It was successful in the 1990s. The singer and guitarist spent much time battling alcohol addiction. Isn't that interesting? Know ye not that to whom you yield yourself servants to obey his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or life unto righteousness. I don't understand where the addiction is.
That's what you love.
What your heart is attached to, you do it. Like I said yesterday on the radio show, if you have a dispensation given unto you by God, the power to choose that which is right, and you do the wrong thing, don't sit there and tell me that you have issues because you're choosing the wrong thing and you need someone to help you. No, you need Jesus Christ. And once you get your, he's the anchor of your soul. And once you put him in the position where he's supposed to be, guess what he does? He cuts off all that sin. And how do you unite? When you unite with Christ, sin departs. It's just that simple. When you unite to alcohol or drugs, God departs. And because he'll have nothing to do with the workers of iniquity. He hates the workers of iniquity.
I'll bear witness to that.
But John Davis, boy, I don't know. This is really bizarre. Never heard of him. Must have been one of those. Yeah, it seems like he was kind of in one of those genres where it was kind of, I don't even know how to describe it.
Like the Beatles?
Like the modern English vibe, you know, the Seagulls. Remember those... just kind of off the wall.
There's a band called the Seagulls?
Remember Men Down Under and all that other stuff back in the 70s, or the 80s, in the 90s? No. Men Down Under. Just some weird stuff. Okay, so we went from Megadeth. We went from Alice Cooper. Hopefully we can get Dave on the radio show. This is just great stuff. Now, how about Dan Spitz, the guitar player for Anthrax? They were huge when I was a kid.
By the way, we got a video of giving gospel tracks to a lot of these guys, too.
Yes. For real.
Yeah, I'm trying to find
matter
it
of fact,
right now
you talked to Paul.
Yeah, Paul Gray and Brenna Gray. As a matter of fact, dude, there was a huge anointing on that when we were at the church just recently. Because you go and you talk about the fact that just before, for many of you know that Paul Gray is deceased now. He's no longer on the planet with us. His wife was pregnant. And the way that she makes her living, and she's straight up about it, but I do want to say that she's not proud about it. This girl is just a beat down, completely lost girl. That does not justify her staying in sin. I'm not saying that, but these people are not the people that I think oftentimes people think that they are. Paul Gray and Brenna Gray, we had a chance to meet at the NAMM show, and we gave them some gospel tracks, and I saw Brenna sitting behind Paul. Paul thought it was cool. You know, he's a cool guy, nice guy, whatever. I am diametrically opposed to all of the methods of his band, period. I don't care how good of a guy he is. He does not get a pass from me on that. But we gave him a gospel track and then went back and talked to his wife and just said, hey, what would you think? You know, you guys are going to have kids soon. Your kids came to your concert. And she said, we were just talking about that last night right away. There's the word of prophecy to her. I'm definitely not a prophet, but I'm saying she was just talking about it. God knew exactly where to meet her. And he knew that there would be a guy that wouldn't care about that little line, the people blocking the way, and would just walk right in there and start talking to her.
Yeah. Or put one of those little tracks, the four unspiritual laws, in a
bathroom water
and run away.
Yes. So actually, I did that on the plane. I took one of your testimonial books and I put it in the deal where they put the magazines all the time.
Yeah.
I just thought it'd be cool. But I did share the gospel with people on the plane too.
Thanks, Jake.
Squirrel.
That really
squirrel.
Helped. That really helped my point.
Because you know when people are sitting in the airplane,
carries like this, Jake.
Hey, by the way, webcast
stay
is coming
on track
soon.
With
I'm going
you,
to.
Okay,
Brenna
okay.
is there, so we're going on. I start talking to her about her kid and making decisions.
Paul Gray's wife.
That's right.
Yes.
From Slipknot, the band Slipknot. She's got tattoos all over the place. She makes her living off of doing pornography.
Yeah.
Alternative pornography, piercings, all that stuff.
Yep.
And so I'm talking to her. I'm like, man, well, you need to think about it. She said, I know. I'm pregnant. She showed me her belly. She just happened to be. Like, oh, my gosh. So I just started talking to her, telling her we're a resource for this sort of stuff. I brought the law to her, God's standard, and I said, you have to cut this out, because don't think a kid is not going to follow in your footsteps. Then 6 months, I find out her husband died.
Yeah.
Now, God was faithful
to
get
to
them. Actually, he died in a hotel.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Drunk, right?
Yep. Yeah, drunk or something. Drugs. Yeah. I think it was related to drugs.
And there's the world right there to sympathize with their loss.
Oh, they were.
They didn't love him enough to get in his face, did they?
No, they did not.
Yes.
We're praying for you. It's insane how many people come out.
We love you, Paul.
We're praying for you and your family. I mean, I think I heard the singer of Korn say that. It's like, what are you, nuts in the head? You're going to... So, going back to this, this girl now, this little girl, does not have a father. He was warned before that. But the point is we as Christians don't just talk about how bad these guys are. We're visiting these people.
Yeah, yeah.
We're giving gospel
tracts to these
people.
Let's keep talking on this this discourse, because I love this topic. I want to talk about the drummer for Poison. I want to talk about others, Jake, when we come back, folks. Here's a true story for you. Told of windy roads going around these particular mountains, and they noticed cars would go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction. Instead of a bunch of people getting together, caring for those that are traveling on these mountains and putting up a sign stating stop or go this way or a warning sign, they noticed cars would go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction. So soon, a concerned committee got together and this is what they said. We need to bring forth a remedy. You know what their remedy was, friends? Instead of open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed or faithful are the wounds of a friend. They said that we need to put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain, and that is exactly the standard of love that you've seen, and it is according to man's fallen nature, not Christ's risen nature. So don't forget that. What we're talking about is Christ's risen nature. Christ loves us enough to warn us to flee from the wrath to come, and he loves us so much to die on the cross for us. He shows us the way to heaven, and he says, this is how you get to the Father. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And like I said, right when we come back, we're going to talk about Dan Spitz a little bit. Kerry King.
Yeah.
Yes. The guitar player for Slayer. Jake, folks, we got this on video. Jake walked up. I'll let him tell you the story. So when we come back, folks, with the Sons of Liberty. And by the way, anytime you'd like to jump on the radio, we would love to hear your input. If you're one of those rockers that we're talking about right now, not trying to slam you down, we're just exposing false doctrine, so hopefully you're learning from it. So let that correction come to divide, but let the love heal. That's why we brought the correction, okay? You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check us out online, please do. It is Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, or go to Bradley Dean on Facebook as well. Two different pages, 1-877-807-9977, 1-877-807-9977. Jake, right when we come back, you talk about Kerry King.
Mr. Kerry.
Cool.
It'll be there.
Be right back.
This is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty, and we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member. and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the Constitutional Course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We've been talking about rock stars who found Jesus. And right before the break, by the way, Nickel McBrain, the drummer for Iron Maiden, is a Christian. We'll get to him. Dan Spitz, guitar player for Anthrax. Bob Marley, the Rastafarian. Remember the one that basically
smoked dope?
He died from it. Poisoning.
I think what happened is because he's a Rasta, they don't do surgery, so he got cancer in his toe or something like that.
Yeah, something weird. Yeah.
And then
what about, here's another one. Jin Ah Yong Laka, MC Jin, a Chinese dude. I never heard of him.
Oh, me neither.
An Asian American. I'm sick and tired of Asian American, Black African American, Mexican American. We're all Americans, friends. We're all mutts. What about this one? Rick Derringer.
I've heard the name. What is he? Or who's kind of a musician.
Just a guitar player. Hang on, Sloppy. 1973. Coochie Coo, rock and roll. Coochie Coo.
Oh wow,
that was one of his famous songs. And then we got Brian. I'm way.
You know what? What's
well,
his
I don't,
name?
I don't want to knock him. I really don't. But boy, doesn't take a genius to figure that out.
Funny that rock and roll Coochie Coo guy.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we were sitting with somebody, the guy. In Nashville, and he told us about his wife.
I was thinking
about
him.
Serve the Lord and love Him too, or something like that. I sang the song afterwards.
Yeah, but he told
the lyrics.
Yeah, that's another story.
Yeah,
and for the sake of not saying it, this is a prime example.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a professed Christian. If I said his name right now, friends, we sat with him, and you would know exactly who he was. I'd just say the band name, and everybody knowing.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact of the matter is there is no departing from iniquity. There's no coming out from among them being separate.
Yeah.
Touch not the unclean thing. Friendship with the world is enmity with God. See, people think that doesn't apply. That's like that's applied to primitive Christians.
But this shows that they don't actually love. I mean, I don't care whether Spurgeon or Luther or Calvin or anybody departed from iniquity. I care about the fact that if my Savior died for me, I want
right.
to.
And yep, and I like that too, but you got to be careful with that. Because if you ever cap on Spurgeon...
I wasn't capping, I'm just saying that I don't care.
Whoa, I didn't think so.
I met a guy who looked like Spurgeon.
Hey, it's the same thing with MLK. Now, Jake, we've sat down with Roger Wilkins from the DOJ. We sat down with Billy Kyle, who was standing with MLK right when he got shot on that balcony in Memphis. We spent time with Andrew Young for 3 hours. This guy didn't want it, the mayor from Atlanta, me and Jake. Were you with?
Yeah, me, you, and Andy.
That's exactly right. And remember, we were going to just spend an hour with him, and he said, no, you guys are fine. Yep. And he looked at us, and he said, Martin would really like you guys. And then before we knew it, he wanted to come down to the office and meet the crews.
Yeah.
And we're talking about these guys that were on the front lines during the civil rights movement, right? And we were talking about Martin, and we brought up Martin Luther King, and we were bringing up all the things that the press said about MLK. And then what we found out is J. Edgar Hoover was the one putting the hit list, and I'm talking about the smear campaigns, out on MLK everywhere he went. And I didn't know that that was the FBI's job.
Yeah.
But once we found that out, it's like, oh, okay, so everything. We asked him about adultery. We asked him about the communist thing. He said it's absolutely untrue. I didn't see none of this. And, hey, listen, real love doesn't, it covers a multitude of sin, yes, but it covers a multitude of sin that's been repented of, just like Christ. And you can read Proverbs 27 and 28 when you get some time. But in saying that, people need to realize that when you're talking about leaders, the Martin Luthers of the day, I mean, Martin Luther back in the 1500s, if it wasn't for that guy, we wouldn't be here. Love him or hate him.
That's right.
Right? Any of these guys, if it wasn't for the prophets, the apostles, anybody in the Bible, hey, they paid the ultimate price for what we have today. And we got to keep in mind that history is written by men who hung heroes. And if we can keep that in perspective, we'll dig deeper to know what the facts are.
Yep.
Always.
That's where you have to follow that power flow. And just like you said, if power has tyrants on it, then they're going to rewrite the history. But those that are like our founding fathers, that history was clear in 2020.
What are the revisionists doing today?
That's
he's a deist. Oh, did you know? I've even heard people...
Hey, he looks a lot like you now.
Oh, my gosh. And I've heard people say stuff about Benjamin Franklin. I'm being facetious, but I'm being respectful. George Washington, you know, Patrick Henry. It's like, whoa. And isn't it interesting, the ones that walked the harder line, the less people can really say about it.
Yeah.
Like the Patrick Henry.
You don't hear much of John Adams.
No.
Don't hear much of Patrick Henry. That's
the Colossus
right.
of Independence.
Yeah.
And what they, well, maybe he just shut his mouth long enough.
Or Witherspoon.
That's right. Why? Because there's no disputing their walk with their Savior. Yeah. And that's where everybody should be. Martin Luther said this. He said, you're not only responsible for what you say, the reformer, he said, you're also responsible for what you leave unsaid.
Yeah, what you leave undone.
That's exactly right. No, unsaid.
Yeah.
That's what he said. Yeah. So well, let's go over to Kerry King.
Well said. Okay, Kerry King. By the way, I met a pastor who looks just like Spurgeon. He even has a Spurgeon shirt on.
You're kidding me.
No, his Pastor Jim, I think it was 2 days ago.
Yeah, what is he? Has he got like his own place in Vegas where he does shows every night? Or
he wasn't
what?
Like, trying to
like
look
Elvis
like him.
Does?
No, he's got a little church, First Baptist Church, actually. He wasn't trying to look like him, but boy, I'll tell you what, he looked just like him.
Okay, now here's another thing. Let's go back to that point now.
Okay.
We've been out to Graceland a couple times. We know that Elvis was supposed to be a preacher. We did a church in Memphis. We did a high school assembly there. It happened to be Elvis's church.
First Assembly of God.
We actually met the fiance of Elvis Presley.
Almost.
That's right. That's right.
Daddy said
Let me
no.
finish the story. That's right. So what happened is he went. Her name was Dixie.
Yeah, I think it was Dixie.
Was it Dixie or Trixie? It was Dixie.
It was definitely Dixie.
Yep.
Or Daisy,
so we went in. We sat down with her and we just asked what he was like. And we found out that he was supposed to be a preacher, and he knew he was supposed to be a preacher. Elvis was. And he departed from that because he said, if I was to do that, I'm going to put a lot of people out of work. So he sold his soul. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Mm-hmm. And you see Christianity all around Elvis's place. But even when we were there, now this is the point. Even when we were in Graceland, in Memphis, wasn't it interesting the people that were dressed up like Elvis? It's weird. It's like they spent, we remember down the main street here in Minnesota, this guy had Elvis plates on, and we drove up, he was in a brand new pickup, and he had the chops and the glasses. It's like, man, that's gotta like the Chinese say, sucky, sucky, trying to be somebody else.
He was doing it.
He's going to spend his whole life trying to be somebody else. That's weird to me. Now, when we follow the Christ, there's life in that spiritual line.
That's right.
Yes.
Because his spirit is alive forevermore.
I just think it's a little weird when people try to spend their whole lives trying to be something that they're not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. I do wish I could grow sideburns, but other than that, yeah.
Here, if you give a man a mask, he'll tell you the truth. Okay? But let the truth that's in his heart be his own, not the mask's. In other words, why are Yes. Why do you want to try to be? I don't want to try to be something I'm not. Listen, I can go down through all the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, Moses, not in that order, Aaron, Joshua, Caleb, Gideon. I can go to Samson. I can go to Phineas. I can go to all these guys. But you know what? Christ ran through every one of these guys.
That's what we see.
Even go over to Ruth. We can. You get what I'm saying?
I totally do.
So we follow Christ, and he creates us to be what he wants us to be and who he wants to be through us. Mm-hmm. We don't have to try to be something we're not. Yeah, anyways.
Imitate, just like Paul said, imitate me as I imitate Christ.
Amen.
Okay, so Kerry King.
Did you get the distinction?
Of the mask analogy or the...
which trying to be like Spurgeon or something like that.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Elvis or...
Yeah. It was just fascinating because I'm sitting down there looking at this guy. You look like Charles Spurgeon.
Remember when we were at the Awakening?
Shirt.
Do you remember when we were at the Awakening?
John Peter Muhlenberg.
No, not that guy. That was cool. I thought that was cool. Okay, remember when we walked and I walked up to that guy and he was standing in front of a picture of the White House?
Yeah.
He was trying to be George W. Bush.
That's hilarious.
And and by the way, when I walk by him, you're stupid, right? I walk by him and I look over at him and I look up at him and I say, man, you kind of look like George W. Bush. And I didn't even know anything he was doing over there. Well, that was his whole gig.
That's his shit.
Yeah,
he's a comedian that shares the gospel by looking like George Bush.
Yeah. Did you ever see the guy on Little House on the Prairie years ago that was trying to be Kentucky Fried Chicken? Colonel Sanders?
I mean, was he the one that got with, and folks, you're all tuned in right now. Yeah, which episode was that?
Yeah.
You can't go anywhere without talking about Little House on the Prairie.
Never.
But this one.
Regardless if you admit you watched it or not, we know you did.
Oh, for sure.
Yes.
So this particular...
Tell the truth and shame the devil.
For sure.
Yes.
So this guy that you're talking about, is that the one where Harriet's got the restaurant? And the guy comes... Okay, then I do remember.
Yes.
I can't remember
at the very end, and she laughed at him, remember?
Yeah.
And then he kind of said, well, succulent chicken, and he talked about, hey, everything on the menu is going to be chicken.
Yeah, the colonel.
And she laughed at him. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. I get it now.
Okay, Terry King. Kerry King.
So, anyways, we go up to Kerry King because Kerry King's up there and, you know, he's always talking about Satanism.
Guitar player for Slayer.
Yeah.
God hates us and all that garbage.
And I honestly never listened to a Slayer song in my life. Knew very little of it. But I knew that this guy kept mocking Christ every year we came there. And this time I was like, you know what? I'm not just going to sit and wait in line for this guy. I'm just going to go right up to him. So, deliver him a gospel track. This video is on YouTube, by the way. So is Paul and Brenna Gray from Slipknot. We just posted those on Sons of Liberty Radio. So this guy comes up.
You got 30. Fill it with words. We're going to have to roll this over to the second hour.
But I give him pink and blue to start it off with a little gospel track. He thought that was very funny. And the rest we'll tell you when we come back in the segment.
Well, we
hour
still have
two on Saturdays.
Okay, so now we have 10.
But
nine,
I can't start on this.
Seven. Folks, we're going to come back in hour two on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Man, if I was sitting somewhere and listening to this, I'd have to jump on the line.
Jump
1-877-807-9977. Be back in just a couple minutes.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.